This is Dorothy King interviewing Roger Phipps for the Telling Tales project at Halsey Manor on the 15th of July 2015. Roger, thank you for agreeing to do this interview.
That's fine.
Can you tell me a bit about your background, where you were born, where you were brought up, etc.?
I was born in July 1946 and grew up in the village of Oberon-Severn in Gloucestershire. I enjoyed a very happy childhood. My parents, very good parents. My father died at 81, I think because he had high cholesterol probably. Fried breakfast all his life. We lived on a farm in the latter years. We originally lived in a farm cottage, but we always had milk from the top of the churn. Mm-hmm. So it was cream, really. Mm. And he always had fried breakfast. 9 o'clock after milking all morning. Very, very early. And hard working. And then when he was 52, the farmer made him redundant. And gave him 2 weeks' notice to move out of the farmhouse. Some farmers could be horrible, and I'm happy this is being said. There are some wonderful farmers around, but some can be horrible people. My mother is still alive in 98, and is still pretty well, really. I have very fond memories of attending the village school. My teacher is still alive and lives in the village. And in a conversation a few years ago, she confirmed my long-held view that the 11-plus was a little corrupt, and I'll say no more. Yes, it was.
But you went to grammar school eventually.
I had a stroke of luck towards the end of my second year at the local secondary modern school, which was a friendly school, but in those days, they didn't take any exams at that school, so you would leave with nothing. But I was lucky, I took an entry exam for a new grammar school, a grammar tech, they called it, Filton High School, which was a wonderful school. I loved it there. After overcoming the initial shock of city children being rather sharper than us country kids, because I think that was the case in those days. I remember debating with my parents whether they could afford for me to go to this school, because it had rather fancy school uniform. You could only buy it in Horne Brothers in Bristol. Mm-hmm. And my dad had never been, I don't think he'd ever been in Horne Brothers. It was the sort of place country people would go once in their life to buy their Harris Tweed sports jacket. And that would last them their life, you know. Mm-hmm. And the sports kit had to come from a lovely little sports shop, Lewis's, down on the centre. But I remember agreeing, I was always enterprising in earning money, and I had savings even in those days, and I remember making a deal with my parents that I would buy some of the uniform and some of the sports kit, and I've always had a degree of satisfaction in doing that. I used to leave home at 7:30, cycle to Thornbury, and then catch two buses to eventually get to school, and I would get home in the evening at 5:30, and this involved a 6-mile bike journey and the very tedious bus journeys. In the winter, I can remember cycling to school, which was about 16 miles, because the buses, by the time they got to Filton Church, were full of shoppers, and we couldn't get on the buses, so we would be waiting till about a 7:30 bus just to go out to Thornbury and then on to Gloucester. That was the bus. The school had fantastic sports facilities, and I love sport, and I've played sport all my life. And I played football for the village football team. And in our village, you were playing when you couldn't even kick the ball because they were so short of players. I played for the village football team and the cricket team. I took my opportunities at the school. We were very lucky. We had an inspirational and guiding form teacher who stressed the need to all of us to buckle down, because we'd all gone at 13. So we had 3 years to get sorted out to do our O-levels and things. And he was called Michael Cox, and he had been in the Navy before he came teaching. He taught geography mainly. I can't remember what else he did, but I did O-level geography with him. And